Secondly, receptivity in relation to views. And practicing the Dharma challenges our views. The Dharma is quite radical, and it challenges our conventional views. So the Dharma gives a radically different perspective on our usual way of seeing things and our values in life. And I just want to give one example. There's a common view, I think, that money will provide security. Yeah? That you need to save money, and that will provide you with security. Maybe it goes along with life insurance and so on and so forth. I think that's fair enough, you know. I think it's good to provide for those things. But it's not necessarily going to provide security. All Buddhist schools teach practicing Buddhists to reflect on the inevitability of death. I mentioned this earlier. But also to reflect that we don't know when we're going to die. So the uncertainty of the time of death. And thirdly, that at death, it's only spiritual practice that's going to count. It's only what we've done with our minds, the resources that we've cultivated within us, that's going to matter at the time of death. So where's the security? I think this raises all sorts of interesting questions. Do we believe it? Is it true? You know, what's most important to us? What do we prioritize? What do we devote our time to? So we question our assumptions. We stay open to the truth. We're open to actually looking at the views that we hold. And I don't think we like uncertainty. We like to fix things. We like to tie up loose ends. We like to think we've understood things. But when we strive to gain insight, when we strive to see things as they really are, we come against our limitations of understanding. So part of spiritual receptivity is staying open to uncertainty, leaving things open, not trying to come to premature conclusions, not trying to tie things up, but staying open to the mystery of life and the mystery of other people, the mystery of ourselves, if you like. And Padmasambhava, the great Buddhist teacher who brought Buddhism to Tibet, said this. He said, "Let these three expressions, I do not have, I do not understand, I do not know, be repeated over and over again. That is the heart of my advice. I do not have, I do not understand, I do not know."